Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Few minutes after 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Also, more importantly, Lakers game day Tuesday presented by Michelob Ultra.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're 28 minutes away from Super Playoff Crosstalk, where Shidano and Cappy join Mace as Ireland's got to go to Ball Arena for Lakers Nuggets game one coverage at 4 p.m. Right now, though, you know what it's time for. Maybe one day, the award-winning call of the day.
Yeah, the 2 o'clock call of the day. Ireland, are you the one thing about Shidano and Cap getting here is that for the first time, I get to be the B or the C.
You're not going to be the A?
No, I'm not going to be
the A.
You're
going to be Shidano be the
Shidano's A. Shidano's going to be
the A. Well, he's the best A.
I mean, he's
A we got.
Yeah, and plus, it's less work for me. It's easier to be the
B. Well, this is always your bit, that it's easier to be the B.
It can be. It can be.
Yeah,
I
think you'll check out like half hour into
No
it.
Way. No way. I will not be steamrolled by those guys.
Listen, you're getting a masterclass lesson today on how to do radio,
for
Mace.
The love of
so
God.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Call of the daytime.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't have a screen right now, so Bergman, John, pick a number, 1 to 10.
7.
Number 7. Let's go to Mike in Anaheim. Hey, Mike, you're on 710. What's going on, man? Don't ask how we're doing.
I just wanted to kind of tell a story about the my girlfriend's never been to a Lakers game, but we've been following quite actively. And anytime a magical moment happens, kind of Austin Reeves hitting that 50-foot shot at halftime, let's just say that there's some telltale signs that kind of perk up to let you know she's into the game. So I'm really hoping the Lakers take it all the way this time and kind of see where it goes.
Wait a minute. What now? Without getting us in trouble, what are the telltale signs?
Yeah, what are they?
Like if it's a cold night out,
I gotcha.
You know, your body kind of reacts.
That's what I thought you were saying. Yep. I applaud your girlfriend for her enthusiasm, and let's just hope that it all goes well tonight for both you and the Lakers.
You and me both.
Amen,
all right,
my friend.
Mike. Thank you, Mike. Let's do the 204 call of the day. 1 through 10, no 7 and no 8.
3.
3. Let's go to Chris in Fountain Valley. Hey, Chris, you're the 204 call of the day. What's going on? Don't ask us how we're doing.
Good to be here. So I'm calling because I agree with Corporate Greg's take on Doc Rivers.
Oh, okay.
When they won, the Celtics won, Tom Thibodeau was the bench coach. And I think he was a big part of that. And I like Doc Rivers, but I don't think he's going to be winning a lot of playoff games for people.
Boom! How do you like that one?
Yeah, by the way, a lot of conversation about Doc Rivers on social media. David Stoddard tweets, Doc took over the Clippers during an ownership change. Bergman is crazy.
Doc was recently voted one of the top 10 coaches in NBA history.
They're crazy.
But, you know, but maybe Greg knows more
Duval
than him.
Jameson says, remember Embiid likes hanging out on the perimeter. He may fit with D'Antoni. That's interesting. Berg is right. Rivers absolutely overrated, and all the players agree. Look at social media today. Also, D'Antoni, super overrated. Coach Bud is absolutely overrated. He was going to get fired. If it wasn't for KD's big four. Yeah, I mean, he's basically taking shots at Doc Rivers, Mike D'Antoni, and Mike Budenholzer.
Yes, apparently all coaches suck and are terrible.
No, I mean, Bud was fine. He's going to get another job somewhere else, but D'Antoni and Rivers are terrible.
Ben tweets, sounds like Bergman is frustrated with Mace today. Breathe, Greg. Yeah, I agree.
What am I frustrated with
you
about?
You've just been very worked up today.
But for what? For you? What have you done?
Your theory about I told you what your theory was.
Oh, yeah, that was, but
earlier,
that wasn't my theory.
It turned out not to be your theory.
Yeah, you just made up a theory that I gave you that I didn't.
You did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I think we should do a 207 call of the day.
Oh, okay, 207 call of the day. 1 through 10. Don't ask for 3, 6, 7.
Go with 1.
Somebody's... Yeah, go with 1.
All right, let's go to Jim in South LA. Jim, you're the 206 call of the day. Don't ask us how we're doing.
What's your theory?
I won't, gentlemen. Listen, you want to give Pelinka credit, and I appreciate that he fixed the thing, but do I get credit for taking the car to the body shop when I wreck it? The dude wrecks the team. He should have kept the team together from 2020 a little bit longer. You don't go and get Russell. Russell, we know what Russell brings, and he wrecks it, and we give him credit for fixing it.
Wait a minute, though. You say you don't go and get Russell. Would you rather have Westbrook than D'Angelo Russell?
No. I mean Russell Westbrook.
They shouldn't have done the Russell Westbrook trade to start with.
Yeah, but exactly. I mean, I think your point is Rob got us into this mess, so we shouldn't praise him for getting us out of it. But the truth is he's really good at getting us out of messes when he took over.
Yeah, that's kind of like Doc Rivers being good at losing game sevens. Come on.
Wait a minute. They took it.
Gotten to those game sevens.
But you have to see the difference pre-deadline and post-deadline, what he's done, right?
I see the difference, and he fixed it, but he broke it.
Right, but if you judge him by the whole body of his work, he came in as general manager when Genie fired Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss.
Magic, yes.
And he came in with Magic, and he's made it to the Final Four twice in 4 years off a six-year team that didn't make the playoffs. You can correctly point out that he's made some mistakes, but overall, twice in the Final Four in 4 years is pretty good.
And didn't he get it right when he needed to the most?
He got it right when he needed to the most, but I don't know. I just have a hard time giving him credit for fixing what he broke.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go. Still, it's a ridiculous subject. Ridiculous take.
Well, I mean, there was a guy last week tweeting that the Lakers should fire Darvin Ham. Last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, people are never satisfied. They're all like Bergman. Doc Rivers wins the title. He's the worst coach ever.
Exactly. They're all like Bergman.
Look, guys win titles, but I don't give that title to Doc Rivers. I give that to Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Rajon Rondo, and Ray Allen, one of the greatest four of all time.
Then why don't
together.
You blame Harden and Embiid for what
that is part of their
they're
problem?
They're all-time greats.
Absolutely.
Future Hall of Famers.
Harden was a problem. Harden, right. Every time he drove to the basket, he'd have nobody on him, and he'd still pass it out for a three.
But why does that not fall on those players instead of Doc Rivers?
It's partly on the players, but if you're going to do your big blame pie that the Cam brothers came up with, then
our blame pie.
Sure. This part of it does go to Embiid and Harden. The other part of it, a lot of it, goes to Doc Rivers, who is the coach and has to... Tell me this.
Yeah.
As a head coach, when they were up 3-2 in the series at home, yep, and the game was tied with 4 minutes left to play, and Embiid doesn't touch the ball, that has to go on Embiid at some point.
Michael Thompson would say Embiid needs to demand the basketball too.
Well, yeah, you think Shaq would have put up with that? Shaq would have walked over and choked somebody and say, "Give me the ball."
Then call a play that gets him the ball in the middle.
Yeah, I think you are overrating coaching.
You are overrating coaching. Players run this league.
They do, but in the playoffs.
The reason why Mike Bolton,
why do we spend so much time talking about the adjustments from Eric Spoelstra and the adjustments from Darvin Ham
and how
Steve Kerr is so great at adjustments in between games?
But let's face it.
So isn't that what Doc
should be
doing?
Monty Williams got fired because KD didn't want him. Mike Budenholzer got fired because Giannis had lost confidence in him. Doc Rivers is getting fired because they're trying to keep James Harden. And after the game, they said, "What's your relationship with Jim Doc Rivers like?" And he said, "It's okay." That's all he said. I mean, that's ultimately why coaches come and go.
The first red flag that a firing was coming when Harden didn't back him.
It's okay. What's your relationship like? It's okay. Yeah, that's you're gone.
Hey, now that Doc's been fired.
Yeah.
How many guys in the league have won titles?
That are actually coaching now?
Yeah. Kerr is one. Ty Lue is two.
Pop.
Pop is three. Spoelstra is four.
Spoelstra, right.
I think that's it.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys with championships sitting on the sidelines right now who are going to get other gigs.
Rick Carlisle is five.
Oh, there you go. Rick Carlisle, yeah.
But I think that's it.
Yeah.
And Bergman wants to fire one of the guys that just wanted that has a title.
I don't want to fire him. He's already been fired because he's not a good coach.
Yeah, all right.
You've. I didn't ask for anybody else to be fired. He was fired on his own.
Who else you want to see get canned?
Yeah, who else? Who's next?
Corporate Greg.
What? Who's next? It's like the old Joe
McDonald. I'm not asking for anybody to be fired.
Who do you want out of L.A.?
He was already fired.
Greg? Greg Bergman's who do you want out of L.A.?
Who do you want out of L.A.?
He was already fired. Okay. I don't know
By
what
the way,
to
when
do
Joe,
here.
When Big Joe did that, Joe McDonald used to do that segment, who do you want to throw out of L.A.? It was often Mason and Ira.
Oh, yeah, no, a lot of times it was us. Yeah, Big Joe. All right, coming up next, we're going to do some Game of Games, and Jacob Imrani is here to play. The theme of the game, John? Let's learn a little bit about the city you're in. We will do some Denver coming up next in Game of Games, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and Jacob Imrani is in the house. Jacob, how you doing, man?
Oh, fantastic.
Exciting
and
day,
excited.
Right?
Yeah. How you feeling, Jacob? You feeling good?
I'm feeling lucky? Absolutely. Are you talking about playing this game right now, or are you talking about our Lakers?
No, the real game.
The real game. The big game.
Let me tell you, I feel really good about it. I really feel like, you know, AD is going to come out, and he's going to set the tone. Jokic is a great player, but he has not seen a center like AD in the playoffs yet, and I think it's going to be a rude awakening for him.
Nice. Okay. We're going to do Game of Games. It is about the city of Denver. And let's see, Jacob is playing, Ireland is in Denver, Bergman and Jorge. I don't know if you may know some of these, John. I'm not sure.
All right, let's find out.
It's either easy. It's multiple choice, but it's either or. So there are only two choices.
Okay.
Denver's got six professional sports teams. What is the nickname for their professional lacrosse team? It is either the Mammoth or the Mountains. The Mammoth or the Mountains. Jacob.
I will say the Mammoth.
The Mammoth. Ireland.
I'm with Jacob. Mammoth.
Bergman.
Sounds like Mammoth.
Mammoth. And Jorge.
Mountains.
Jorge, you should have gone with the crowd. Jeez. It is the Mammoth. The Denver Mammoth is their lacrosse team. All right. Number two. Denver won the rights to the 1976 Winter Olympics. Why didn't they take place there? It is either that the games had to be moved to April because of geopolitical issues, or voters rejected the games. So it is... The games had to be moved to April because of geopolitical concerns, or B, voters rejected the games. Ireland.
I'll say voters rejected the games.
Voters rejected. Bergman.
Geopolitical.
Geopolitical. Jorge.
Voters.
Voters. And Jacob.
I'll go geopolitical.
It is voters. Yeah, just voted it down. I just knew that the word geopolitical would get somebody to bite.
That's exactly why I took
got
it.
Us to bite.
Yeah. All right, number three. Downtown Denver is a famous art installation. It is either a blue bear or a red horse. A blue bear or a red horse. Bergman.
A red horse.
Red horse. Jorge.
Red horse.
Red horse. Red horse. Jacob.
Blue bear.
Blue bear. Ireland.
I have absolutely no idea, but what's his name? Jacob is the only one who took the bear, right?
Correct.
I'll go with Jacob. Bear.
Bear is the correct answer. Yes, there is a great big blue bear. In downtown Denver. So I've got it. Ireland 3, Jacob 2, Bergman 1, Jorge 1. Number 4, what band played their first U.S. concert in Denver? It is either Led Zeppelin or U2. First U.S. concert was played in Denver. We go back to, we start with Jorge.
U2.
Jacob.
I will go with Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, Ireland.
I know everything about you two. They're Irish, and I've never heard that. So by default, I'll go Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin and Bergman.
I'm assuming it's at Red Rocks. I'll go Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin is the correct answer. Yes, they played their first U.S. concert in Denver. Number 5. The Denver State Capitol building is built with a rare stone. It is either red amethyst or rose onyx. Red amethyst or rose onyx. Jacob.
I will go with a red amethyst.
Red amethyst. It's a tough word to say, amethyst. Ireland.
I'll go the other one. What was the other one?
Rose onyx.
Rose onyx.
Okay. Bergman.
Red amethyst.
Red amethyst. Jorge.
Red amethyst.
Red amethyst. The correct answer. Only Ireland got it. It's rose onyx.
Damn.
I've got Ireland 5, Jacob 3, Bergman 2, Jorge 1. Ireland may be running away with
Jorge,
this.
Jorge, your wife over there?
Yeah, I got one.
I'm good.
No the burden. Very first kind of this restaurant started in Denver. It is either Thai or Brazilian churrascaria. They claim it's where that restaurant started, either that style of restaurant, either Thai or Brazilian churrascaria. We start with Ireland this time.
I can't imagine that Brazilian churrascaria, that sounds completely made up by you. I'll go Thai.
Thai. Bergman.
Thai.
Thai. Jorge.
Churrascaria.
Churrascaria. Jacob.
Got to go against what John says here. Let's go with the Brazilian.
I'm sorry, you should have gone with Thai. Ireland's got a commanding lead. In
no
fact, may have shut
him.
It out. No way to catch him, but we'll do the rest because it's fun.
Plus, I want to go undefeated.
Number seven. Have you gotten all of them, Ireland? Yes, you have.
Yes. I might have missed one. I can't remember.
The claim is that the first cheeseburger was made in Denver. I don't necessarily believe it. But what's the name of the restaurant that actually trademarked the cheeseburger? It is either Moe's Meats or Humpty Dumpty's. Moe's Meats or Humpty Dumpty's. Start with you, Ireland.
Moe's Meats.
Moe's Meats. Bergman.
Humpty Dumpty's.
Humpty Dumpty's. Jorge.
Humpty Dumpty's.
Humpty Dumpty's. And Jacob.
Humpty Dumpty's.
It is Humpty Dumpty's. Ireland, you're the only one that went for Moe's Meats.
There goes the undefeated.
Weird thing to have made up. All right. We'll
my no-hitter is broken.
Yeah, no-hitter's over. Just like Michael Wacha last night. Number eight, Denver is home to the longest street in America. It is 49.5 miles long. It is either Colfax Avenue or Breyer Boulevard. Colfax Avenue or Breyer Boulevard, 49.5 miles long. Jacob?
Colfax.
Colfax, Ireland.
I'll go Breyer.
Breyer. Bergman.
Colfax.
Colfax. And Jorge.
It's Breyer.
It is Colfax.
Oh. Can we catch up?
I'm only one behind Ireland.
This is for fun right now. Jay, Ireland locked it up like five questions ago.
5 hours ago.
How many are left?
Yeah, just one more.
Okay.
But isn't Jacob only one back?
Yes.
Could be.
Oh, you know what? I do have Jacob one back.
Okay.
So it's between, so it's up to them.
Yeah, because Ireland, you missed a couple. I've got Ireland 6, Jacob 5.
It's a two-horse race.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, I got Bergman with 5.
Okay, great.
He's like, fine.
I have Bergman with 4.
Okay, then Bergman's out.
Okay, fine.
Ireland.
Let's go, Jacob.
Here's the last one. Golf is a popular game in Denver. One of the reasons is that golfers can hit their drives further because of the altitude. How much further does a drive go in the thin air of Denver? It is either 10% or 20%. Ireland, you have to go first.
Okay.
How much further does the drive go, 10% or 20%?
I'll go 10.
That means, Jacob, you got to go...
I go 20.
And the correct answer is... 10%.
Yeah,
so Jacob
that was almost a Doc Rivers-like fumble
incredible.
By me.
You'd be the worst host ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Ireland takes
we kept it close.
Yeah, I almost backed into a loss there, Jacob.
We kept it close, you know.
Yeah. So tonight you feel good?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And you know, I think something a lot of people are not talking about it that I think the Lakers signed Tristan Thompson for a series like this.
Okay.
Okay. He's got 6 fouls to give.
Yep.
They're going to throw him at Jokic at some point and they're going to rough him up a little bit. And I know he's
okay, Jacob, that's interesting you should bring this up because I was on a radio station in Denver this morning and I brought up the fact that in 2020, we had 18 fouls to use on Jokic. We had JaVale McGee, we had Dwight Howard, and we had AD. And now we really only have AD unless they were to use Tristan Thompson. I don't necessarily agree with you that they're going to play him for sure, but it is something to watch because we smothered him in 2020. We didn't even let him come up for air. But now with AD, like if AD gets 2 quick fouls, what do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
You bring in Wayne and Gabriel?
Yeah, you don't really have anybody that's a good cover on beyond AD.
So let me ask you, even if he doesn't get the two quick fouls, when he sits, don't you think we need to have a big guy coming in?
No.
Okay.
We haven't all playoffs. So in Memphis, Tristan Thompson didn't play in the Memphis series or the Warriors series unless the game was like a 40-point blowout.
Got it.
What they do is they go small. They'll bring in Hachimura to play the five. They'll let LeBron play the five, or they'll bring in Wenyen Gabriel to play the five.
So small ball.
Yeah. I don't think. And by the way, the backups, do you guys know who the backup center is for Denver?
No one.
You guys all know him.
It's not JaVale
McGee.
Oh,
it's Patrick Bryant.
Thomas Bryant. And he can't get in the rotation.
Yeah.
So Denver has the same issue.
All right. Let me let both of you guys call it, and then we're going to do super duper double cross talk or whatever we're calling this with Shidano and Cap. So how's this play out tonight, Jacob?
We win.
I like that.
We win. We are up 1-0. Remember, neither of these teams have lost a game one. So it's going to be interesting how there's going to be, you know, the movements happening for the team that ends up going down 0-1. How do they come back after that? And I'm hoping that that's going to be Denver's problem, not ours.
John, what do you think?
Lakers, 111. Denver, 108.
111, 108. Write that down. 111, 108.
I got my number, 111, 106.
Are you copying John's first number?
Yeah, because I do think that it's that 10%. That you got to do more because they're in Denver.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Extra 10%.
Extra 10%. There you go. All right, Jacob, thank you very much. Great seeing you. Game of Games brought to you by Call Jacob. Don't forget, if you're involved in any kind of accident, Jacob is the guy. CallJacob.com or 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Ireland, have a great call of the game, man.
Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you. Tip off at 5:39,
an early tip.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. Bring it home. Bring it home, John.
All right, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. There you have it. There's the end of the technically the end of the Mason and Ireland part. And coming up next is the super duper double mega playoff crosstalk with me, Shidano, and Cap. Stay tuned. 710 ESPN.
The question is, a little before 2:30 p.m. in the Southland, Mace, do you have the guts to bring it right now?
Yeah.
Come on!
Bum, ba-dum, bum.
Oh, it's I had to get the
bam, ba-dum, bum.
Come on! Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, on this Lakers game day Tuesday and a live imaging Tuesday.
What an idiot. I'm just such an idiot.
Welcome to Super Playoff Crosstalk.
Super Playoff Crosstalk.
Now, Mace has already announced, Shidano, that he wants you to be the A for this hour and a half adventure.
Okay. Well, I mean, Mason, you fit fine if you're an idiot. I mean, this is what we do here every day.
By
the way, I have a special guest here with me.
Really?
Do you want to take a guess at who the special guest
is?
Let's take a guess, and then what we'll do is I'll start giving you hints after each of you take a guess.
All right, I'm going to start off. You ready, George?
Yeah.
You have finally done what I've asked you to do.
What's that?
You got LeBron for me.
No, it's not LeBron. No, no.
That's a terrible guess. Okay, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
McMenamin.
No, it's not McMenamin.
I was going to go someone else.
It's not McMenamin. Go ahead, Chris. You can go, too.
Tim Bontemps.
No.
No, it's not Tim Bontemps.
Oh, I definitely thought it was Tim Bontemps.
I would say no, it's not
Tim McMahon.
I got it. You ready for this? I got it.
Who?
He's going to bloviate Stephen A.
No, it's not Stephen A.
Brad Turner from the Times.
No, not Brad Turner.
Dan Wojcicki?
Not Dan Wojcicki. Do you want me to give you a hint?
Jovan Buha.
No, not Jovan Buha. Do you want me to give you a hint?
Woj.
Give us a hint.
No, not Woj either. All right.
That's your boy.
Momo.
Not Momo. Oh. All right, here's your hint.
Yeah.
You hear him every day on this station.
Cap!
Oh!
Sliwa!
One and only playoff Sliwa!
Slee!
It's been a while, guys.
Mile High Slee!
Haven't cracked a mic in a while, so I appreciate you guys bringing me on here. Appreciate
you guys
bringing me on.
All those guesses. It took us all those guesses to get to Slee.
Yeah.
So now Super Playoff Crosstalk becomes a foursome.
Yeah.
Take it away, fellas.
Super Thank you, Christopher. Playoff crosstalk.
So Mace?
Yeah.
How you feeling about this?
You know, I actually feel really good about it.
Okay.
I feel like tonight is a big night for AD. I know we'll talk about the other matchups, you know, LeBron and Eric Gordon, all those guys.
Right.
But I think the series does come down to the obvious, which is LeBron versus AD, and whether AD shows up at full strength. Because we've seen him sort of become the disappearing man at times during the playoffs. He's had three, four games like that. He's got to show up and play really big tonight.
Okay. Yeah, well, I would agree. I think that he needs to play Jokic to a stalemate, and that doesn't mean it has to be points, playoffsly, you know, because he can dominate a game like we saw the other night where he only had 17 points, 20 boards, and played incredible defense.
I'm surprised Mace said that because he said earlier,
uh-oh,
book your tickets to Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did.
Lakers, Celtics, and he said, why even waste time with this round?
Wow, so, yeah. Mace.
Whoa. Mace, I don't know what changed in the last hour or so.
Say Lakers, Celtics, no question. Wait a minute, I haven't changed anything. I picked the Lakers to win tonight. I picked the Lakers to win in six. I think they're going to go and play Boston in the finals. I mean, I haven't changed anything.
I really hope not.
Not change that. I meant change more as in, well, game one, game two, it doesn't matter. Lakers are going to win this series.
Well, Slee, you've become sort of like a funny, jokey guy now. This Shidano, you missed this today, but he says they're having a strategy session at a convention center in Phoenix to try to engineer a campaign for Travis Rogers to win Man of the People Award at the Mandy's.
Trav really wants Man of the People.
You know, I voted for him last year, Man of the People.
And
sorry, Cap.
Cap is trying to go back-to-back.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, of course. So Cap is trying to go back-to-back in a lot of things.
In a lot of things, you're right. So I want to, you know, as best as I can, support Trav. So I told Mace that we are working on Good Karma's paying for us to do just kind of a brainstorm out in Phoenix.
Okay. Nice. Good Karma. Thanks.
Yeah. Are you going to Phoenix? No traveling. You're not traveling like 90 minutes to Sedona to be more peaceful?
It's a good. We haven't got all the details yet. We're waiting for a budget from Sam.
Oh, okay.
Then we can kind of plan out the rest of the thing here.
I like that Mile High Slee talks out of his ass like the rest of us. That's great.
Yeah. Right. Well, and Mace, because I don't want Boston to win. I want Miami to win. Because should Miami win and when the Lakers win.
Oh, yeah. Then South Beach Cappy.
Right. Mm. We are doing a full on road trip. All presented by Coors Light, as you may recall from yesterday.
This was just also made up, right?
Right.
Well, actually, I text Cates about that, and he said he thinks he could get it done.
Right. It goes like this,
there's
Mace.
A man who could make it happen, right. Cates.
Goes just like this.
The road to the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Championship are presented by Coors Light.
There you go.
You know?
There it is.
Sedano and Cap on South Beach is being presented by Coors Light.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm part of the crew now, would I be allowed to go to South Beach with you guys?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with you coming.
I don't know Miami. I've spent very little time in my life
listen,
in Miami.
Oh, listen, we could do the Sedano non-touristy tour, and you'll get the good stuff.
All right.
Nice. Yeah,
the only thing is that yesterday Mace kind of said, this was on the air during original Super Crosstalk, that he's not very fun off the air. That's what he said.
No, I did not say that.
Yeah,
you guys said that.
No, I didn't say it. You said it.
You know what people say? I'm super fun off the air. That's what people say.
Mace, you know what we'd do? We'd take you and Slee.
Yep.
We'd take you, if Slee wants to jump on this too, we'd take you guys to Little Havana, to Domino, Domino Park.
Nice.
We'll let you play. You got to play dominoes against all these old timers who literally just sit there all day.
Do they call that playing the bones?
Yeah. And they play Domino Park. I will translate everything for you. And you can play with those old timers there who just smoke cigars, drink rum, and play dominoes.
Oh, that sounds so great.
And hey, Slee, maybe you could bring Travis along for the ride. And you could have your super secret meeting in Miami rather than in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. There's a Good Karma station in West Palm, which is 90 minutes away. You know,
the only thing with Trav, I don't think has traveled further than Phoenix. So I think we stopped at Phoenix.
He doesn't go east.
Yeah.
By the way,
apparently, now Sliwa, inform us of the Travis Rogers Kurt Sandoval issue that we ran into Kurt earlier and discussed with
Have you guys ever heard this story about Sandoval?
Well, Mace is he's one of his rivals.
He is honestly, we fight to get on NBA Today all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. One time Kurt, I think it might have been at the softball game.
You mean when he dropped the pop-up that Beto hit that turned into the game-winning walk-off?
That's not where I was going, Kev.
Okay,
my bad. Just the reminder of that is...
That ball was, by the way, uncatchable, unplayable.
It was in his glove.
Yeah, unplayable.
So I guess Kurt thought Trav was about, let's say, 10 years older than he actually is.
Wow. Oh, no.
And I might be being nice.
So what is Travis? I don't know how old he is.
I think he's 51.
That sounds okay. About right for him.
Okay, Travis.
So you thought
about
he was 61?
Probably even a little older. I think I'm being nice here.
Sandoval thought that Travis was 61 or
let's
older.
Let's say, let's use 61 to 64, somewhere in that range, so I have a little bit of a cushion here. So he thought that he was that. So one time I saw Kurt in the Lakers media room. We spent a lot of time, and I just basically told him, Kurt, that might be the funniest story I've ever heard. Trav won't stop talking about it on the air. So I told Kurt the only time I really bring him up is when I bring him up when it comes to Trav being about 14 years older than he actually is. We talked about it today. First thing I do when I get to this arena, I see Sedano, and then the very next person I see is Kurt. So it's all kind of coming together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sleep got dropped off. Did you get dropped off by an Uber?
I got dropped.
Yeah,
off
dropped off by an Uber. I happened to be. I was talking to my mom in the loading dock area. I saw Slee, and I was like, Slee, you got to come this way. Follow me. And we got Slee right in. He got his credential. He is ready. Playoff Slee is in the house.
Wow.
If I didn't see Sedano, I'd ended up either at the convention center or Coors Field. I didn't know where I was going.
Well, there was a game going on at Coors Field today, actually.
There is something going on between the two of you guys. You guys are like magnetic with one another. It was like that night after the Final Four game. Down in Houston, when George was walking through the Uber
Slee
lot,
saved
desperate,
him.
Right?
Yeah.
And Slee saved him, and today
Angel
Sedano
Slee.
Returned the favor.
Yeah. Well, he's never been to Ball Arena, right?
Never been here.
Yeah,
no.
First time. I've been here, you know, plenty. So, you know, just showing him the lay of the land.
Right. What is there going on behind you guys? Is there like an intramural game going on or something?
No, some of the Lakers young players are playing, are warming up. You know,
Max Christie out there working right now?
He is, actually, yeah.
You want to grab him and bring him over for a second?
No, grab him and bring him over. Grab Max.
He's busy. Okay. Just a little
is
mid-range.
Rob there?
Yeah, he just hit a little mid-range.
Is Rob there?
I have not seen him.
I have not seen him.
You see Lonnie? You see Lonnie Walker?
No. I think this is just the first bus. So this is just some of the younger guys.
Is Wenyan in the house?
Again, it's just the younger guys
Tristan?
Getting shots.
Is Tristan there?
No.
We're going to find out.
Austin Reeves is a young guy. Is he there?
No, but he's like, you know, he's playing.
I know, but he's young.
Yeah. These are the guys that aren't in the rotation at the moment.
What a cute story, by the way. Did you guys read this story about Austin Reeves' brother coming from, like, wherever in Europe he plays pro basketball to hurry up and come see little brother?
I did not know that.
No, I don't know this story.
Great story today in the L.A. Times where Austin Reeves' big brother, who himself had a really great college basketball career and plays professionally somewhere over in Europe, in the Eastern Bloc somewhere, as I recall. And that's very, like, you know, like Cold War talk right there. You know, the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
And he somehow made it over here in time for Game 6, schlepping all around the world to get here to see Austin Reeves being showered with MVP while at the free throw line. So big brother getting like the chance of a lifetime to see little brother in that environment in Game
6. Oh, that's cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love stories like that. I'm a sucker for stories like that.
It's nice to tell a happy story.
Yeah,
I would agree. See? By the way, do you want to know tonight's officials?
Yeah.
All right, so lead official, my guy Zach Zarba.
Oh, yeah, you guys, in Ireland too, you guys love Zach Zarba.
Zach Zarba is the most respected.
And you say he's a very good-looking man.
He is a good-looking man. He's, this is all subjective, I believe he's one of the most, if not the most, respected official in the game at the moment.
I thought you were going to talk about his handsomeness and if that was subjective.
No. I think he's a handsome man. That is also subjective. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Ben Taylor, another young guy who's climbing up the charts. Now, you may know that name. Him and Fred Van Vliet Fred Van Vliet doesn't see eye to eye with him. He's that official. Although,
how about
funny,
him? Is he good looking?
He's a good looking dude, too. Yeah, he's a handsome dude. Mm-hmm. And then there's Eric Lewis, who Laker fans are not thrilled with, if you recall from that Boston game earlier this season.
Oh, is he the guy that screwed up the foul that was supposed to be on LeBron?
He's the one that Pat Bev did the fake camera thing to.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's right.
Yeah. Boy, shame we don't have him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mace, I mean, it's just a small call. He just missed a complete shot at the wrist right in front of him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our officials tonight, and it'll be an interesting one. I think this is – look, the first two games to me – I don't know about you, Slee and Mason, Cappy, but the first two games to me are very much like – they're feeling each other out. The first game for sure is feel out for both sides, and then they adjust at half. And then game two is the adjustments and the potential like an anticipation of an adjustment for the winning team, right? The losing team adjusts for game two. the winning team tries to anticipate the adjustments, and then the chess match is really on at that point.
But this series, when you really like look at it, and forget that Denver was the top seed in the West all season, and that the Lakers were scratching and clawing and rebuilding and retooling, and one was the top seed and one was just barely in the postseason, you would think based on the seeding alone, Denver would be this big favorite, right?
Yeah.
But we all know that the Lakers, while they were a 7 seed, they're playing today like they were a 2 seed, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, when you look at the ESPN computer, you know, they put in all the
ESPN analytics.
There you go. It really is so close that it's a 52-48 in favor of Denver
really?
To win the series. It's
52-48.
It is a total toss-up. And really, the reason it's a toss-up is because it comes down to the number one offensive team, Denver, versus the number one defensive team, the Lakers.
Yeah.
And I ask you gentlemen this question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't the old saying go like this?
Yes.
Defense wins championships.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I do believe that. I do think, though, that this Denver team is not, you know, they don't lack defense, though. They're also, particularly since the middle of December, they've been a top 10 defense this season. They had a rough start for the first month and a half. They were on the road a ton. They had some injuries. But then since then, they've been settled into their rotation for the most part that you're going to see tonight. And they've been locked in. KCP has played a huge role for them defensively. Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, they've got guys that can defend for sure.
Seems like, too, the question for them is, like, it's game one of the Western Conference Finals. Everyone is looking at the Denver Nuggets right now, and they're the favorites to win the series, whether you know you believe in that or not. They're going to have the place sold out. It's the elevation factor in the first game. Everybody's going to expect. I mean, the surprise is if Lakers walk away with grabbing the first game, which obviously they've done in the last two rounds.
Yeah. Can they do it again? Right.
I think there's some – this is new pressure for the Denver Nuggets. Maybe even for Joker and Jamal Murray, not as big of a deal. But there's definitely pressure for them to start the series off 1-0.
Oh, all right, dude, I think there's huge pressure on those two guys. We'll keep going about it.
Let's get into that. Let's get into kind of some of that stuff. What makes you so confident? What makes you worry? Let's dive into some of that stuff.
Super duper.
Come on, Cappy, hit him with the Now, Mace, how much fun are you having already?
Honestly, this is so much fun. I've always wanted to be on the air with Cappy. Cappy and I think are simpatico.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Simpatico?
Yeah, it is. It is actually.
And I when I listen to your show, I always think, I'm the Cappy of our show. So
you are the Cappy.
And you're the Ireland of your show.
Yeah. Except I'm a little more on task sometimes.
Yes,
I don't do the non sequiturs as much.
Yeah, no. I've got some sound I want to play for you.
Oh, go ahead.
I always tell people Mace and I are very, very similar.
Yeah.
The only difference is he loves Juan, I love Rachel. That's kind of really the only difference between us.
Yeah.
You know, well, we both have great hair.
Fox. He's a silver fox and you're not.
I know, but we both have great hair, so much so that when Woj last week complimented somebody's hair, it was a little confusing whose hair.
No, it was not confusing at all.
It was very confusing.
Agree. No, yeah, the no, Woj no. bomb was Mason's got great hair.
He didn't say Mason. He said that guy.
Well, that guy.
So there was a question mark of you or me. Which guy?
I think he said my name, by the way. I think he said Mace.
It was clearly Mason.
Well, yeah, he didn't know who I was, that's for sure. I'm a nobody anyway. Hey, point of information, mm-hmm. Bergie told me that Austin Reeves' brother's name is Spencer Reeves.
Okay.
And he does play professional basketball in Germany, Guten Tag.
Yeah.
To everybody who's listening, shout out to Germany.
Yeah.
And what, Mace?
You don't think anyone? Cappy thinks there's millions of people listening.
There are, by the way, you know, when I look at this is totally off the subject, but like when I look at I don't know who's listening to this show, but like when I look at the Culture Pop podcast, there's like people in Indonesia and like all over the world. We get calls. There's some guy from Australia that calls. There's some guy from Israel that calls. I think we do have listeners all over the place.
We do now with the
it's
ESPN
good that you
LA
shouted
app.
Out Germany.
That's right, with the ESPN LA app. Seriously, I can follow the data and see the international listenership that we have. So, again, shout out to Germany and shout out to Spencer Reeves for getting here to see Austin Reeves win game 6.
Yeah, that was awesome. Now, trying to win game 1, we talked about the AD Jokic stuff. One of the other keys that we had, Mace, when we were doing our keys.
I heard you do your keys yesterday. Yeah, five of them.
Were you jealous?
Yeah.
No, because we had six earlier.
You had six keys.
Yeah,
okay. Six.
Yeah. And maybe even tomorrow you'll have seven.
We'll have more keys
measure.
After yeah. for game. Yeah. Game. We call them game two keys.
Right. Previous series was 11 keys, as I recall.
Yeah, it was 11 keys, and they were all right.
Mm-hmm. One of the keys we had was LeBron and Aaron Gordon. I don't know if you know this, Mace, but Aaron Gordon in his career has held LeBron to 39.5% from the field when he's been the primary defender. Now, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying he's a LeBron stopper, but he's got, you know, Cappy and I were talking about this yesterday, Mace, where LeBron's got two busted wheels, even yep. though he has seen the LeBron, the foot doctor, the LeBron James of foot doctors.
Are they both busted or is just one busted?
I mean, he's had two injuries this season, okay. so my guess is he hasn't fully recovered from either,
right,
if I
okay.
had to guess.
Got it.
He's just managing them, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a reckless speculation on my part, but let's be honest. You know what I mean? Like, we both know at this, or we all know at this time of year, nobody's 100% healthy anyway, so
right.
there's that. And Aaron Gordon is a guy who had a really good series defensively against Kevin Durant in the last series. So that's a real matchup. Like, he's long, he's athletic, he's big enough to be able to stay with LeBron a little bit. I think LeBron in this series, more so than he did in the last series, is going to have to put his head down and get to the basket. Because if there's one thing that the Denver Nuggets give up defensively, it's that. They will give you the paint. Teams shoot 69%. Nice. From at the point of attack.
I feel like I'm getting smarter. Keep going.
I mean, right. I mean, like, I'm currently in a hypnotic statistical trance right now. Keep going. Yeah.
You know, I dare say.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I've only given you two stats, so it's not really like I'm giving you that many.
Well, you're blowing our minds right here.
Yeah, keep going.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like LeBron's got to put his head down. What they got to do with LeBron, Mace, is they got to switch him off of Aaron Gordon. They got to try to get him on Jamal Murray, maybe even KCP, some of these guys where he's got a legit advantage on. So I am curious to see how they scheme that up because Aaron Gordon's pretty, as I mentioned, agile and can, you know, jump around these screens pretty well. That to me is the matchup.
Let me throw out some stuff that I was coming up with today.
Yeah.
Is this statistical data
it's not. I was trying to figure out matchups.
I'm glad you came up. I have a matchup question myself here for everybody.
So Jokic and AD, obvious.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron and Aaron Gordon, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do you put Jared Vanderbilt? Do you put him on Jamal Murray? Do you put him on Michael Porter Jr.? Where do you put Jared Vanderbilt?
So I would probably put him on Michael Porter Jr. Because he's probably best suited of the people on the Lakers to guard him. I would put Austin Reeves on Jamal Murray, personally.
And D'Lo on KCP.
On KCP, yeah, because you only have to worry about KCP from the outside on offense, right? Like, he's just going to shoot the ball for the most part. He's probably going to plant himself in the corner. Now, he may run off screens and things like that, but I feel like D'Lo, in that situation, you know, I trust him a little bit because it's not like KCP is Rip Hamilton or Ray Allen, right? He's not going to be running him ragged off of all these screens. That's just not what the Lakers' offense is. So that's how I would match them up.
You know, the interesting thing about LeBron so far in the playoffs is that he's been very, very good. He's been very, very good.
Yeah.
But in both game sixes, he was the best player on the floor.
Correct.
So to me, LeBron is at times conserving himself for the most important moments in the series. Is that fair?
Yes. Well, I don't think there's any question. But I think this series is a little different, Mace. Cappy and I were talking about this before the show today, that this, you know, every team is that they faced obviously has a different way of doing things offensively. The Warriors, we know, are going to try to put up 45, 50 three-pointers in the air. That's not really what Denver does. They move the ball in a really really smart way, but, you know, they'll take some threes, but they're not trying to put up that many. You know, Boston would be more of that team like the Warriors where they're going to try to put up 45 or 50 threes a game.
Right.
Denver's going to move the ball. They're going to flow through Jokic. Everything's going to go through him at the near the top of the key is my guess. And Anthony Davis is going to have to cover a lot more ground than he had in the previous series because their big is a guy who can legitimately play point guard.
So they're going to pull him away from the basket.
That's their plan, I would imagine. Yeah.
But I like my chances. Here's the thing. I like my chances with AD outside against a big man like Jokic for this reason. When we all saw AD playing outside against Steph Curry, and Curry dribbling the ball all over the place behind his back, trying to find space, and AD constantly having an opportunity to change the trajectory of his shots, I'm feeling pretty good about AD versus Jokic way outside. I like that matchup.
So here's what I would say the difference with that is, and while that's an astute point, I think the difference
is very astute.
Yeah, I would say the difference with that is, you know, Jokic is just as big as AD, like tall. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can shoot over AD in a way that Steph Curry can't.
Right. What I'm suggesting to you is that AD's defensive skill, his athleticism, his quickness will make Jokic adjust his shot. And I'm just saying that I'm feeling pretty good about that matchup. Listen, we're spending a lot of time talking about LeBron versus Aaron Gordon and what that matchup's going to look like. But, Mace, you asked a very astute question. I'm going to give you
Some astution?
Yeah. Right. That's right. That's right. That's
I can really... sometimes be astuteless, but today I've
You're
got
getting
an astution.
Some. Right. The question is Jamal Murray. Who do the Lakers use? George, you say Austin Reeves. Mace, you made a sound.
That's what I would do. Yes. Yeah.
But, see, to me, Jamal Murray is a wild card in this because that guy could get heated up and go for 40-plus.
Yeah.
You know, and he could drop a bunch of bombs on you Steph Curry style. So that's a guy, if Jokic and AD do cancel each other out, so to speak, Murray's the guy that I'm most worried about.
Well, just to add to that a little bit, the canceling out idea, when AD is the primary cover on Jokic, at least in four games this year, Jokic shot 64%. Vice versa, when Jokic was on AD, AD shot 62%.
Right.
So they both have a lot of success scoring on each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
no
why the canceling out idea, I think, is the right idea.
Stalemate.
And then it comes down to everybody else.
Right. Right. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
There are some stats being slung all around this pregame to the pregame.
I mean, Cappy, I saw your notes. You sent a picture of them to me. Like, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, it's pretty funny. You know, Mace, me and George are talking this afternoon. You know, we're talking game plans.
Do you talk every day, by the way? Do you have a talk before the show?
I don't know about every day, but I would say, you know, we have a talk at least.
No, Ireland and I never talk before the show. Not a word.
Really? Well, no, we don't do that anymore. We did that at the beginning, but I feel like we like to at least touch base with each other. It may not be a conversation. Could be a text. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah.
But it's not like a standard meeting every day
at
2:30.
No, it's just a quick chat.
Yeah. And it's not always about the show necessarily.
Correct.
Like, for example, today, Mace, did you know this today, Mace?
Hmm.
That George Sedano's daughter, Aria, has a birthday today. How old is she today, George?
Nine
years old.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful. That's
and Mace,
happy birthday to Aria.
Thank you.
Did you know that on the same day, May 16th, my daughter, Jillian, her birthday, she turned 21 today.
Wow.
Well, can I throw something in there?
Is today Sophie?
My aunt Linda Grove.
Oh,
Who's out in the desert right now visiting
cancer
my mom?
Free?
It's her birthday today, and she found out 3 weeks ago that she's cancer free. So it is
that's
also
awesome.
Aunt Linda's birthday.
See that's huge.
See that? See,
that's
so
nice.
Sometimes we have these conversations, Mace. It's not necessarily about Jokic versus AD.
Right.
It's about Aria and Jillian's birthdays. You see?
Yeah.
Don't forget Aunt Linda.
And Linda Grove.
And
yeah.
Aunt Linda.
Aunt Linda Grove.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, coming up next, I want to know why you're confident and why you could be leaking some confidence in this series. I want to know what scares you, what you're ultimately confident in. We'll dive into some of that on the other side. Plus, are we doing what you need to know? Is that not happening this on
Jorge,
the show?
Are you doing what you need to know?
I don't know. I don't have anything.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, then
so
we're not
we're
doing it.
That.
You don't need to know anything other than it's game day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we'll
right.
get to all that.
Are we
going to
do Radio Tinder?
Not today.
Not today, because you're going to have Keyshawn on, apparently.
Oh, yeah, Keyshawn's coming
in
here. That's right.
But we'll be doing Radio Tinder on Thursday.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, it'll be returning
Magic.
To the 3 o'clock hour on Thursday. So there
Excellent.
You have it. Plus, Lindsay will be here on Thursday,
Perfect.
So that will help, I believe, too. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm hanging out at Ball Arena. The boys are back in L.A. We got more for you coming up in about 2.5 minutes.